The Force Field is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Listen to other great tech podcasts at www.techpodcasts.com.
From Charlotte, North Carolina, for IT service providers, it's The Force Field with Rick Savoia. And now, here is your host, Rick Savoia.
Greetings, providers. Welcome to the unofficial podcast for IT service providers, The Force Field. I am your host, Rick Savoia, and during the next half hour, we'll cover the news, views, reviews, and interviews for and about the IT industry and the Force Field community. Our call-in segment is open to all listeners Saturday nights from 10:30 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern. Call 407-278-5698. That's 407-278-5698. Or you can call in via Skype at Savoia Computer if you'd like to be part of the show. Throughout my years as a technician, I have performed a large number of computer repairs. Some were hardware-related, but many involved the diagnosis and repair of problems caused by software, including drivers, applications, and most notably, Microsoft Windows. As far as I can remember, I never had any problems with MS-DOS. Sure, there were issues with programs that ran in DOS, but they were usually related to whatever program I was running in DOS. Most of those problems were fairly simple to pinpoint or diagnose by today's standards, simply because there were fewer layers to eliminate between the hardware and the program that was running. You had the program, the drivers, and DOS. That was about all there was to it. Then came Microsoft Windows. Suddenly, PC troubleshooting became a lot more complicated, time-consuming, and involved. Multitasking allowed more than one program to run at once, often causing conflicts. There were virtual device drivers in multiple applications with multiple threads. Windows itself was comprised of thousands of files, many of which could be easily deleted or corrupted. And, of course, there was the Windows Registry, in which one wrong entry, change, or deletion could make the entire operating system unbootable. In the early days of Windows, it was not uncommon to fix a particular problem by completely reinstalling the operating system. Sometimes the tech could get away with simply installing Windows on top of itself in what was called a dirty install. If the problem was serious, the tech usually rebuilt the partitions, formatted the hard drive, and performed a completely fresh install of Windows drivers and programs. Today, we have tools to work around or automate a lot of the reinstallation, such as Windows System Restore, a non-destructive repair option offered through some Windows CDs, and third-party utilities to clone and re-image an entire hard drive. But it isn't perfect. Each one of these methods has their dependencies and limitations, and can be quite time-consuming to perform. There is also the risk of losing personal data. These methods, while sometimes more convenient than the traditional FDisk format reinstall, are still not always feasible options, especially when working on site. But what if the Windows repair process was simple, fast, and completely non-destructive? What if you could perform a complete restore of Windows without touching the customer's data? What if someone could devise such a process that was completely, or nearly completely, automated? This week we're going to talk with an IT professional who has done just that, and now offers his service to PC technicians everywhere. But first, let's take a look at what's going on elsewhere in the IT industry. Cray, the company with a name that is almost synonymous with the term supercomputer, has partnered with Intel and Microsoft to produce a supercomputer for the desktop. The new supercomputer, called the CX1, uses Intel Xeon processors and Microsoft Windows HPC Server 2008. The CX-1 is designed for small businesses, professionals, and end users who would like a real supercomputer but can't afford one of the million-dollar models. The Cray CX-1 sells for a mere $25,000. Imagine that, a supercomputer sitting right on your desktop. Now imagine a supercomputer junked up with malware. Imagine cleaning that up. System Management News reports that some researchers believe the future of virus protection may be in cloud computing. An article on the front page of the September edition reports that a team of researchers at the University of Michigan created a cloud computing service called Cloud AV. According to the article, the research team reports a 98% success rate in the detection of malicious code using the service, which utilizes antivirus engines from a number of security vendors, including Trend Micro and Kaspersky Lab. You can read the article in the September issue of System Management News. A single issue of System Management News is $9.95, but a subscription is free to professionals who qualify. If you are an IT professional and would like a free subscription to System Management News, you can subscribe at theforcefield.tradepub.com/free/SMNS, or simply click on the link in the show notes in the RSS feed for this episode. The Everything Channel hosted a virtual trade show for IT consultants, resellers, and service providers September 18th. Called Green Day, Capitalizing on Going Green, the event featured vendor-sponsored presentations and interactive discussions to promote IT solutions using green technology, the term green meaning technology that is environmentally friendly. I attended the show, and I found it to be both informative and useful as a venue to hobnob with vendors and network with other IT pros. You know, it's interesting to find all the green living solutions created to help the environment. Well, I have another one for you. If you're out on the road or on site and you need to access your office computer, instead of making an unnecessary trip back to the office, simply log in remotely with GoToMyPC. You can use GoToMyPC to work on your office PC from anywhere. All you need is an internet connection. You can access all of your programs, files, emails, anything that's on your computer or network, just as if you're right in front of your desktop. GoToMyPC takes just minutes to set up. It's so easy, anyone can do it. Here's the best part. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days. Just visit GoToMyPC.com/podcast. That's GoToMyPC.com/podcast for your free trial. Try it out and let me know what you think. Go green with GoToMyPC. A few weeks ago, I told you about a new ad campaign Microsoft launched to change its nerdy, out-of-shape image. The campaign, purportedly called Windows Not Walls, paired Bill Gates and Jerry Seinfeld in what industry analysts described as a commercial about nothing. Well, apparently it was nothing. The response from critics to the ads was so negative, Microsoft decided to abruptly end the series of commercials after airing only two of them and go straight into the second phase of the campaign with a new series. The new ad features a Microsoft employee who looks and dresses a lot like John Hodgman, the actor who portrays the PC character in Apple's PC versus Mac commercials. The new commercial is an attempt to put the negative image of the PC character portrayed by Hodgman in a more positive light. Although Apple takes shots directly at Microsoft in their ads, I always thought they were really comparing apples to oranges, since Apple makes and sells Macs, and Microsoft doesn't make or sell PCs, only some software that runs on them. What's interesting about this is that Microsoft is solidifying the misdirected stereotype that the PC is synonymous with Windows, when in fact, a PC can run many other operating systems as well, including, with the right tweaks and hacks, Apple's own OS X, the operating system on a Mac. Perhaps what the PC character really needs is a commercial in which he has a complete makeover. He works out, styles his hair, changes clothes, and adopts a new attitude. Then he would be just as hip and cool as a Mac. Only, this is a commercial for Microsoft, not PCs, and such a makeover would insinuate that, if he really wants to improve his image, the PC should dump Windows for a leaner, cleaner operating system. So forget that. Or Microsoft could buy Novell. Then maybe, maybe, he could wear a tux. And that's the news in the force field. I am very particular about what goes in the force field, and I only promote products and services that I either use myself or would use if I needed them. This week I would like to introduce you to a new sponsor who I've been using myself for reliable web hosting to keep the force field online 24/7. GoDaddy.com. GoDaddy's hosting plans are bigger and better than ever with 99% uptime, free 24/7 support, and no annual commitment. If you want to make an impact online, GoDaddy.com has what you need. .com names as low as $1.99, plus world-class hosting, fast and easy website builders, and much more. Here's the best part. As a listener of the Force Field, enter the code BLU101 when you check out and save an additional 10% on your web hosting order. You want reliable web hosting at a great price? Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com. Some restrictions apply, so see site for details. That's GoDaddy.com. You're listening to The Force Field. And this is the part of the show I look forward to the most, as it is the opportunity to talk to my fellow professionals in the field. If you'd like to talk, you can call me at 407-CPU-JOY-8. That's 407-278-5698. Or through Skype at Savoya Computer. If you don't have Skype, simply go to the Force Field Podcast Episodes page at theforcefield.net and click the Skype icon located on the right sidebar. The download is free, the call is free, and the show is free. And you can't beat free. So call in and dare to enter the Force Field. If you're in the IT business, you know that some of the most common computer problems require the repair or reinstallation of Microsoft Windows. These repairs can easily consume a lot of time in the shop or on site, particularly when they involve the complete reinstallation of the operating system. While you can usually multitask these repairs when working on the bench, it often ties you up on site, which can become costly for you and expensive for your customer. One IT professional plans to change all that. His name is Zach Dekovich, and he developed a new way to repair computers running Microsoft Windows. The best part? Repairs can be performed quickly, remotely, and they are almost entirely automated. This week we're going to talk to Zach, learn about his process, talk about its potential uses as a Windows repair tool, and find out how we can partner with his company to solve Windows problems cleanly, quickly, and automatically using a new product called Reimage. And we're speaking to Zach Dekovich, co-founder and CEO of Reimage.com. Hi, Zach. Welcome to the Force Field.
Hi, Rick. It's good to be here.
Zach, before we get started, tell us a little about yourself.
Well, I'm an Israeli guy. Doing Reimage. Reimage is my fourth venture that I'm involved with. My background started in the Israeli military, where I have established the cybercrime and the cyber terror unit. And what I did for my military four-year service is bring hackers, find them, and look for more hackers. So I'm captain in the Israeli forces. Later on, I was involved in developing nationwide surveillance systems for private companies, did my virtualization company several years ago, and now I decided to do a company that will finally fix my sister's computer.
So you do have a background in computer security or a background in security with the military?
Yes, I have a background in security and with virtualization technologies, which after having the security background and seeing all the PCs damaged and not working correctly, led me finally to build Reimage that is rebuilding broken machines.
Well, Zach, I've been in the computer business for over a decade and spent a lot of time repairing PCs myself. In fact, as far as I'm concerned, one of the most frustrating aspects of the business for me is the time it takes to diagnose and perform some computer repairs, particularly when they involve repair or reinstallation of the operating system. Even minor corruption of system files can take an hour or more to repair if Microsoft Windows needs to be reinstalled. And in the past, it could easily be a long, involved process. But I recently came across a solution your company created. That solution is Reimage. And when I first heard the name, I thought it was just another data backup tool, but apparently that is not what it is at all. This is something else. What is Reimage?
Well, you spoke about the frustrating process repairing a computer, and this is exactly what led me to establish Reimage. Because let me tell you a little bit about the story, and then I'll tell you how Reimage works.
Okay.
The whole story is about, and I bet that you and your listeners have the same story day after day, is that people that you know call you and ask you to repair their PCs. So my PC that totally made me create this company was my sister's PC. She always wanted me to fix this PC. And you're right, it takes so much time to go and find what the problem is. So, you know, if you have many computers to repair, it probably just format the PC. But in this case, you find yourself just diagnosing the problem until you find this file or this registry setting or a set of files that doesn't work. Mm-hmm. So at some point, I just decided, why am I doing this process manually? Let's build a software with a human logic that will do exactly the same. So Reimage implements this human understanding of how we should repair PC, and that is totally automatic.
So everything's completely automated.
You know, it's almost completely automated. It still needs your guidance in some points, but yes, it would look at your PC and would try to understand what is the problem with that machine. You know, we try to understand what is a PC problem. And, well, every PC that I've seen, the problem was totally random. There is no two problems the same. They're just not identical problems. But we try to understand, how can we call a PC problem? And usually it's when you have something missing or you have something redundant in the system. And redundant may be a virus. Redundant may be a Windows update that wasn't installed well, or a third-party application that is just tampering with Windows files or the wrong database version, or some files are missing because of many, many different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
So the process, right, the process, when you get your PC and you see it's broken, what's the first thing you do?
Well, we start the diagnostic procedure, which could take quite a bit of time.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, the first thing I do, I open the task manager, and I just see, well, what do I recognize and what I don't recognize here? This is my step one. Then I go to another place and use so many products and diagnose and, you know, look at all of these diagnosis lines and try to understand what the problem is. So this is exactly what Reimage does. Reimage knows how Windows should look like. We taught it. This is called the repository. This is the Reimage experience. So when you run this on the PC, it talks to the machine and says, okay, I'm not sure I know this file or this setting. It shouldn't be like that. Let me reconfigure it to the most common condition. Then it goes and looks on files that are bind into Windows, because this is the problem. It's not a problem if you have a virus somewhere that is. The problem is when the virus binds itself into Windows and running. Mm-hmm. So we look at all these places and unbind things from Windows. And by doing that on an average of 150,000 locations, where we as humans may actually look at 10, 20 locations, we Reimage makes the PC work again. And this is the goal, how to make the PC work again. And this is what Reimage does, and this is how Reimage works.
This is a web-based tool?
This is a web-based tool. You log in with the broken PC to reimage.com. You enter your username and password, and you have an ActiveX coming to the machine and start the work. So you get about, the Reimage engine is 2.5 megabytes. It would run inside your Internet Explorer, and from that point, it would connect to our repository servers and would additionally download about 100 megabytes for their repair. Reimage is a set of a client and a server side. And the whole repair process depends on how fast is your PC and how fast is your internet connection. If you have a very good internet connection and you have a very fast PC, Reimage can repair the PC in less than 20 minutes.
20 minutes.
If it's slower, it will take a little bit more time.
Now, you mentioned that it runs in Internet Explorer. Will it work in Firefox and other browsers as well?
Well, currently it's running under Internet Explorer because we wanted to create the most common interface when you just go to the website. Currently it's running under Internet Explorer.
Okay.
But if you cannot get to the Internet with that broken PC, we have a boot CD on our website. It's a boot CD builder. So you go to Reimage.com and you download the Reimage boot CD builder, and it would help you to create a boot CD where you can spot this broken PC and get to the website. And the process is the same.
Now, this is primarily for Windows. What operating systems does Reimage support?
Okay, currently we support Microsoft platforms. We support Windows XP and Media Centers, and we will release Windows Vista support soon. Although I'd like to see Vista Reimage products, right now we still only support XP and Media Centers. You know, in fact, I need to reimage my own PC with Vista because for some reason it does not upgrade my PC to Vista Service Pack 1. So I really need Vista Reimage on my PC. But we currently support only XP and Media Centers.
Okay. So I'm sitting at the computer. I have this problem, and I'm going to run Reimage. I open up the browser. I log into the site, correct? And I get to landing page.
www.reimage.com.
Okay, I get to the landing page, and then what happens?
Click the Start button. Log into the website, hit the Start button. You'll get our ActiveX downloaded, and the process starts.
And you just sit back and watch it happen?
Sit back and enjoy. You can ask the process to do everything automatically, analyze, fix, reboot, do everything. Or you can do this manually. So you hit the Analyze button. Mm-hmm. It would scan all the areas. It would look into all the areas inside the PC, like the registry, files, Windows, stacks. And after it's done, you will see a list of the repairs we recommend.
Okay.
Sometimes we will take out files. Sometimes we'll replace files. Sometimes we'll take out maybe half of the Windows updates you had in your machine, and we will let you know exactly which files we're replacing. Mm-hmm. We'll also recommend disconnecting certain applications of the machine because they may hinder the machine performance. So you can look at the list, you can select one you want to do, and then hit the fix button. You'll wait about 4 to 5 minutes, depends on the PC speed. Mm-hmm. Reboot the machine, and that's it. This
that's
is the entire Reimage process.
So that's it, and you're done.
That's it, you're done. After the machine boots, you'll have a summary of the things we've disconnected. You can reconnect them again. Like sometimes we may disconnect your fax service because we thought it's bad. We just hit the button, reconnect it again. That's it. So you just have to make sure that the repair was okay, look at the machine, look that everything works, look that everything's great. That's it. If you don't like what you see, hit the undo button. Your computer is going to be back the way it was before.
So there's an undo button.
There is an undo button. Full undo. But by the way, beware, if you had viruses and issues with the machine, you'll have them back no time. Like undo, you have all the viruses back, all the problems back, all the crashes back, everything.
How long on average does a typical repair with Reimage take? I think you mentioned about 20 minutes. What's the average repair time?
Look, it all depends on the network speeds. For example, we see in Canada that the average speed is 1400K per second, which is amazing. Other parts, you have ADSL 2.5 megabits. But if you take the thousands of computers Reimage repair by now, mm-hmm. we get to a time of an average of 22 minutes. 22 minutes for a Reimage repair.
That's still pretty quick.
Yes, it sounds pretty quick.
Now, when this happens, you run Reimage and it's done. The data is preserved, correct?
The data is, yes, we invested a lot of time and energy in preserving users' data and applications. So we'll try very hard to preserve the toolbar. Reimage will try to preserve your auto stops, your drivers, your legit applications. Everything that Reimage has removed, we only remove it from the auto starts and from the Windows binding interfaces. Mm-hmm. You can still start it from the start button, the start programs, everything's there.
What about user accounts and passwords? Is there a risk of losing them when we run Reimage?
Reimage does not touch usernames, passwords. Reimage does not upload any personal information. Reimage tries to avoid any cost from touching your personal documents. Reimage doesn't even try to scan the documents folder.
What about certain items that are stored in the Windows registry? How does it affect that?
Reimage looks at the Windows registry as a big definition database. Mm-hmm. Not all of the keys doing something. Reimage looks only at the keys that execute a third-party application or let third-party applications to bind into Windows. So if you have some preferences or passwords stored in the registry, Reimage would not touch that.
What about computers infected with malware? Is Reimage designed only to repair damage from a virus, or can it be used for actual malware removal?
When we designed Reimage, the main goal was to make the PC work again, period. So the way Reimage handles this problem of malwares, first, Reimage can recognize them very well and in a very simple way, because Reimage does not need blacklists. Reimage just looks at the file and says, okay, I don't know this file. It doesn't look well. It's the same process when you look at the Attack Manager and see a process called 777-1234. We both know it's a bad process. Mm-hmm. So we implemented this type of reasoning with Reimage when it goes and looks for these files. So when you run Reimage, it's extremely effective removing spyware, rootkits, malware, everything. It also completes the damage that these applications did. So I'll give you an example of a malware we've seen. You have a malware that goes in the middle of the network stack. So when you remove this with an antivirus, for example, it leaves a gap in Windows. So from this point on, you have blue screens because the machine can't boot. So what Reimage does, we locate this third-party bindings, which is, for this example, a malware, and we complete the damage they did. We fix the damage itself. Mm-hmm. The current version would not delete these files from the disk. It would just disable them. So the machine would start with no active malware, but they would be still on the disk.
What if we can't boot the computer at all? What if we can't get into Windows to get on the internet?
Okay, if you can't get to this machine, find another machine, download the boot CD, mm-hmm. burn it on your ISO, burn it on your CD, and start the machine from that machine, from the boot CD. If the machine does not connect to the internet or your client does not have an internet, just take the machine and bring it to another place, to your lab, for example, where you do have an internet connection. Mm-hmm. From there, do the same process. Start the boot CD, run Reimage, let it do the magic.
Does it generate a log or report when the repair is complete?
Well, Reimage currently generates a log during the repair itself. You can see exactly what Reimage is going to do. When Reimage completed the task, the work, it would then show you the application that were removed, and you can restart them again if you want. Currently, we show no log, but in the near future, you will be able to access the logs of the PC you repaired through the Reimage website and just store them for future use.
Okay. I do a lot of remote support, and it's browser-based, so I would think I can use it while logged in remotely on a customer's PC. One of my concerns is loss of connectivity while performing the repair. Can Reimage be used on remote repair sessions without affecting the session itself?
We see the market moving towards remote repairs, and Reimage was designed to help you repair a computer remotely. we eliminated moving graphics, we eliminated all the graphics effects, just not to add the burden to the bandwidth. So yes, you can run Reimage on a remote connection, the machine will restart, and with the leading application today for remote access, it would also reconnect to your application.
Okay.
Yes, Reimage is designed for that.
Now, what if we're on site and the user's watching us, or we're doing this remotely and the user's standing there? They're going to see your website and they're going to see what we're doing. Is it possible to rebrand that web page so that it's transparent?
Sure. We have already an infrastructure for that. So, for example, if you log into Reimage by just writing reimage.com/start, you will see a white label page just asking for your username and password. Inside the Reimage client, we have a place for you to put your logo.
So you will
have the Reimage product with your logo.
Now, that's very nice.
And your customer will see the Reimage product as being your product.
That's great. Now, here's the big question. How much does it cost, and how is it licensed?
The way we price Reimage is we thought about our clients and how much they're willing to spend and how much and what would make a reasonable deal for them. So we have two packages. One package is 20 users for $200, and you can use them for the entire year. We can repair 20 PCs for $200. We have another package for people, for technicians that repair more PCs, which is a $150 per month subscription, and you can repair all the PCs you have. Obviously, it's up to a limit, but it would cover any reasonable use of the product. So two packages, just for the IT market, $150 per month or $200 for 20 repairs. It would position a repair at a price of $10 per repair. It was designed to be economic and a really good price for our target market, which is IT professionals.
Mm-hmm. Now, how is it licensed? Is that package that you purchase, is it just licensed for that tech? Or could, say, if I have a couple of employees, if I could hand that over to one of them, have them use it in the field and use a couple in the shop, how do you license it?
Well, when you buy users from Reimage, you can just give it to anyone to use. But when you buy a subscription package, it's per technician.
Okay.
So we ask only it to be used only by the technician itself.
Now, you mentioned the cost per year. Is there an expiration on it? If you buy 20, there's an expiration?
Yeah, the expiration is going to be you have to use the 20 repairs within a year from the moment you purchase them. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're a PC professional, 20 PCs is not that much.
Some of us could go through that in a couple of days.
Sure.
What if a repair fails? Do we lose that particular use?
A repair may fail, yes. It may, the computer issue may resolve because of a hardware and you still run Reimage and it didn't solve anything. So first you have the undo button. Once you click undo, the system would not bill you for the repair.
Okay.
We do not want to bill you on repairs that failed.
Tell us about your partner program.
Well, the partner program is for the bigger accounts that have 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 computers a month. And we obviously offer a better or much more reasonable prices where you ran a big business with bigger value of repairs. Mm-hmm. We would offer you a better price through our sales division.
If technicians want to try this before they buy it, do you offer a demo or a trial?
Sure, and your listeners can go to the website, reimage.com, click on the try the product, and just write in the description field that they're coming from the force field, and everyone can try the product for 7 days.
Oh, great, great. And for those who would like more information on Reimage, to purchase the product or become a partner, do we go to the website?
Go to the website, www.reimage.com.
Is there a phone number or email address?
Email address is sales@freeimage.com. And our phone number is 646-744-3620. And the sales office is located in New York, and we would be happy to answer any question you may have or any one of the listeners about how the product works and the pricing.
Oh, great. Great. Zach, do you think we'll get to the point where nearly all diagnostics and windows repairs will become automated or web-based?
You know, we see that in the future, yes, it will happen, because if you look at the 90s, for example, where you had the disk operating system, the DOS, the old good DOS with the black window and the blinking cursor, you had just five files that you had to make sure that they're working to make the machine work. In the 2000s, we've seen all these operating systems, like hundreds of thousands of files, very complicated subcomponents, Windows 95, 98, NT, 2000, XP. And now we have an operating system that has about 500,000 objects that if one of them isn't working, the whole machine isn't functioning well, like my Vista problem, where I can't upgrade it to Service Pack 1. You know, the time it would take a human being just to find this object is, you know, it's almost impossible. It's too many objects, too much time. So we do see the market moving to that direction, because the way Reimage approaches the problem makes sense, that you shouldn't look for this object yourself, just let the software do it for you. I think that the future of repairing a PC is having an autonomic solution to solve this problem. And the PC technician will be there to run these applications and help the user configure the machine to the way they wanted.
I agree with you. I think this is only the beginning of more automated processes in the future, and I think you're on the cutting edge here. Zach, thanks for joining us on the Force Field today. Before you go, can you give us the website and the contact information again?
Sure. www.reimage.com. And the telephone number is 646-744-3620. And Rick, I want to thank you for having me on the Force Field. And I'm looking forward to having you listeners trying the product.
Well, thank you, Zach. I really appreciate your time. Well, folks, our time is up. I would like to thank everyone for listening, my kids for allowing me to do this without interruptions, and my wife for just putting up with me. If you would like to comment on the program, you can email me at rick@theforcefield.net or visit our website at www.theforcefield.net. Opinions expressed are those of the hosts and guests and do not represent The Force Field, Savoia Computer, or advertisers. All music on the show is original and was written and performed by Brother Rancid and the Brand New Pygmies. Our announcer is Felix DeCat. The show is produced and distributed by Savoia Computer. For The Force Field, I'm Rick Savoia. May the Force Field be with you.